Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Michelle, you had some callers to your door as well. Paul had callers, but you know who knocked at your door.
Yes, indeed I do. It was a salesman from an alarm company who called yesterday. And very ably tried to sell me an alarm.
Okay.
And it was insisting that he come into my house. He was wearing no mask or visor or anything in that regard. And, of course, I said to him, no, you won't be coming in due to the pandemic. We won't be letting you in. And that was the end of that.
And are you already a customer of this company?
No, we wouldn't be a customer of this company.
And why did he want to come into your house, Michelle, if he's a salesperson?
He wanted to look at how many exits and entry points we had and all that. Now, I'm not questioning his bona fides.
I know that.
But my issue is, at the current time, I don't think that should be happening.
And you're adamant he didn't have a bag with a visor and with a mask and with sanitizer that he was going to whip out if you said yes.
No, he wasn't, because actually his foot was on the door, and with any encouragement at all, he was in.
Okay.
So
I don't know. In cities it happens a lot, but you just kind of it lasts for about 4 seconds. But what do you do when you're down the country? You don't slam the door on anybody.
No, you don't. And I won't say I was engaged in a conversation, but I opened the door. He had his sales pitch, and I was thinking, right, I have to get rid of this person from the door. This is not safe. And since I've spoken to neighbours, and they have had a similar experience with this individual, and
so,
I contacted.
So are you saying the sales rep was going from door to door and seeking entry to homes, legitimately?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Without wearing any PPE gear.
Absolutely.
Did you ring the company?
I did ring the company, and they informed me that there were no guidelines governing them. Now, it would seem to me that it's common sense.
And did you find it difficult to get through to Mars?
No, not at all.
This company is obviously living on operating from Mars. There's no any guidelines.
No, I'd absolutely not. No, I got through to them very quickly, and the lady very quickly told me, no, we're not governed by guidelines.
So common sense in a pandemic is not that common after all.
Not at all. No. Unfortunately.
And you're adamant they were going to other, the individual was calling, unprotected, so to speak, to other households.
Absolutely, absolutely. And
by the way, I'm being too pernickety, because it's phone watches. It's a big, big company. Now, I think they used to be owned by Everett, and they were bought out, weren't they? And they were, in one sense, they had a great kudos that they were a state company when originally they were owned by Telecom. So a lot of people use them, and I'm sure a lot of people trust them. But it's a salesperson saying they were from Phone Watch. Did the person make any attempt at the hall door, Michelle, to keep their distance, keep their social distance?
Initially, yes. But like there are steps in front of our hall door. He was on the top step eventually.
Okay. Well, you were adamant he wasn't coming in.
Oh no! And he. Well, is there anyone else here? Can I have your number? I said no. There's a pandemic when you're not getting in, and I just closed the door.
And when you rang Phone Watch, you're adamant. Obviously, they probably recorded, but you're adamant that they said to you there are no guidelines.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, and my concern would be for elderly people, because I would have elderly vulnerable relatives. And I know that they would be caught unawares. They would be, you know, unsuspectingly, the element of surprise. And I would just worry for them that these people would gain entry.
Okay.
And
if they... Well, Michelle, you've hit a nerve with another listener who just writes to me, to whom it concerns. I'm a farmer's wife, but I'm also a full-time frontline worker. I take care of the children. I have a large family and all domestic duties. My concern is as follows. We continue to have contractors into the home for dinner and our tea during this pandemic. Obviously, they're working on the farm this time of year. My husband is adamant they should be fed, but I'm concerned, as they're in different homes, obviously, every day coming from. Surely it's appropriate at this stage to issue guidelines on this issue. Why should we be allowing workers into homes and risking infection? That's exactly your point, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure, because this man was conducting his business at my front door. I didn't invite him. He wasn't contracted to work for me. He invited himself to my front door and was, you know...
Yeah, but but my point is, when you rang the head office, you're saying you were told there's no guidelines.
No, there is no guidelines. And when in a pandemic, these people should know that you can't go from house to house and gain entry from house to house at this point in time, even with a visor or whatever. It's not advisable. Common sense will tell you that. He could have called 20 houses on my road.
Now, apparently, just a press say of the statement that phone watch are sending in to say, I haven't seen it in full. Their reps are given directions on how to conduct themselves door to door. Well, it's not how to conduct, it's how to dress. How to properly dress in a pandemic if you're knocking on a stranger's house after coming from another stranger's house, after leaving another stranger's house, after leaving another stranger's house on the same road.
Absolutely. I wouldn't expect companies would be doing that at this time, that they would have people cold calling like that. And I think that especially elderly people, if anybody has elderly relatives, they should inform them. I mean, there's a safety issue all the time, but particularly now, it's not advisable to have any strangers entering your house.
Okay. How are you managing generally during the pandemic, Michelle and Roscommon?
Oh, we're okay now. We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
But you're level three.
We are at level three, but we're just minding ourselves and doing what we're supposed to do, and that's it.
Okay, well, stay safe, Michelle. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. We'll wait for a fuller reply from Phone Watch. Joe at rt.ie, 51551, my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815. Five.
Phone Watch. By the way, it's not owned by Telecom Éireann, which obviously Telecom Éireann doesn't exist because it used to be a state body in 1991, and then everyone sold the pub with the Telecom Éireann shares, and the little people lost money. Anyone who didn't have a stock broker, like myself, and loads of families lost a lot of money. Let me kill that. Lost a lot of money, but then it was bought by Air, and now it's owned by a Norwegian company, Phone Watch, and it's very, very profitable. I think they made over 10 million last year, and their sales are up. But Phone Watch, the phone alarm company, are unwilling to take up the phone and dial 1850-715-815. So they sent in a longish statement here, which really I'm losing the will to live at this stage with these statements coming in, either from PR companies or from big institutions that won't lower themselves. Their words to somebody recently on Liveline, to come on Liveline. I'm just going to paraphrase it here, and then we'll get another late letter in from them saying I paraphrased it incorrectly, and then I'll have another go at it, and then I'll get a solicitor's letter in saying if I don't read it out in full from beginning to the end, they will issue proceedings. Currently, this is my press say of it, currently the wearing of face masks and coverings is encouraged. However, we have not made it mandatory, Phone Watch, as there is no government instruction to do so. And as our direct sales employees work predominantly outside, we feel the risk is low. Our field sales reps have been instructed to step back from the doorstep immediately after knocking on a door and to maintain social distance at all times. If the rep is invited in to a prospective customer's house to complete a sale, the rep will offer to put a face mask on if that is the customer's preference. In addition, our field sales managers have been provided with handheld thermometer scanners and check the temperature of their team at the beginning of each shift. 51551, wash your hands. Clodagh, back to Phone Watch to finish. Clodagh, go ahead. What happened with Phone Watch?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Phone Watch, last year, a salesman called my door and wanted to sell me an alarm. And he thought maybe I was a bit lukewarm about it. So he asked me what time would my husband be home so that he could talk to him about selling it, about buying it.
What time would your husband?
What time would himself be home, is what he said.
Oh, What century? Yeah. What year are we talking about, Clodagh?
Well, it was only last year.
So 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Not 1919.
No.
When we didn't even, I think we had phones in Ireland in 1992. We didn't have phone. Okay, so they said, what time is himself home?
Yeah.
And when he hit the gate after being given a kick in the arse by you, what did he then say?
Well, I suppose I could have been more forceful and told him to get lost, but I was trying to, you know, be polite. And I said, oh, I'm not sure. And to be honest, my husband actually wasn't going to be home that night. So I was a bit nervous to be giving out information like that, you know. So I kind of tried to fob him off.
Okay.
But he kept guessing and he said, would he be home at 6? Would he be home at 7?
It's turning into a quiz.
Yeah, so in the end I said, well, can you give me a leaflet and we'll discuss it ourselves.
Yeah.
And
you're sure it was phone watch? I haven't got the energy to read out another 8-page PR statement.
It was
phone watch. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, yeah. Then you rang.
Then I rang to complain.
Yes,
to complain.
And what was the response?
They tried to sell me an alarm system.
They tried to sell you an alarm system?
Yeah. They said, oh, yeah, we have salesmen in the area and I can sell you that same package over the phone if you like.
So you rang to complain.
Yeah.
And they said, while we have you on, thanks for complaining. But about phone watch, but while we have you there, can we sell you another phone watch product?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And how did that end?
Should
cold calling be allowed during a pandemic?
Yeah, and even outside of a pandemic, Joe, you know, I think people can be vulnerable in their homes and I think people can be nervous.
Okay, I just want to save phone watch and the PR companies or whatever any bother about, right? This is my reaction to the next phone watch statement that's going to come in. It's a snoring reaction.
Okay.
It's coming up. Clodagh, on we go. But fair play to you for standing your ground. And I think they're incredible salespeople that when you ring to complain, do they deliberately get you to ring to complain? So when you do ring to complain, they say, actually, why we have you there? And thanks
maybe
for ringing. And we have a lovely new alarm system. Okay, don't be alarmed. Be alert. Thanks, Clodagh. Back tomorrow, 1:45. Shana Gorman, producer. Who's that snoring? Oh, the statement is in. Ray Darcy is next.